Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you as always every Saturday. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX from 1 to 2 every Saturday. We've got a really inspirational guest off the top. She's coming to us from Hawaii. Her name is Mai Lu. Her book is called Take the Next Step: Secrets to Creating Success and Manifesting Your Dreams. She's many things. She's an inventor, an entrepreneur, a self-made millionaire. And I hope you take this next half hour to get inspired to maybe find what your passion is and go search for it. It might be a little scary, but Mai did it, and she's going to give you some tips on how you can do it also. How are you, Mai?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Now, how is the weather in Hawaii today?
It's beautiful.
Oh, you did have to say that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just watching dolphins jumping out of the water just 5 minutes ago.
And whereabouts are you in Hawaii?
I'm in Kona and Big Island.
Very nice. You know, my husband, his dad bought an acre of land on the Big Island. Never saw it. A million years ago. You know, I think it was like $30 a month or something. So we have an acre of lava. And we went there about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And Hudson recognized it. He goes, that's our tree, because there was one tree amongst all this lava. So we have a stake on the Big Island.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm not sure you can live on it, but yay.
Yeah, you'll have to come back soon.
I love the area. Absolutely loved it. Kona is a beautiful place and a wonderful place for a holiday and a nice change from Maui. Now, you have been many things, and I think it starts with your family. Because tell us about your background and maybe how your family helped you to become an entrepreneur and use those skills.
Yes, definitely. As a child, growing up, when we moved to Canada, my parents, we started with nothing, and I got to experience my parents starting their own business from their basement and seeing it grow. And then, of course, they had me working for them. So at a very young age, I think I was 8, I was folding clothes for them. I was sewing. I was doing all kinds of stuff. My parents, my mother took me to trade shows, and I was helping her sell her designs, her clothing. She did sportswear, and she had her own designs, and I helped her at the trade shows selling clothing. And so I think I picked up a lot of just from watching them and helping them, that a lot of my entrepreneurship skills that from my parents. And I actually, when I was younger, I started selling bracelets and designing my own socks and tried selling them too. So I think I was mirroring my parents.
So you had that in you, obviously, but then you went in to be a hairstylist.
Yes, after I finished school, I thought, well, you know, I love doing hair. So I was very creative, and I thought hairstyling would be a great industry to go into. So I started as a hairstylist, and then from there, I had a great idea to a solution for a product. And then I invented a product, and then it just kind of grew from there. And now I've invented 3 different products and, you know, writing my book and becoming an inspirational speaker.
What a great story, because, you know, in reading the book in the introduction, you know, you've done it yourself, and you were getting kind of a sore back and getting a little tired of hairdressing. But I see there's a thread of creativity in all the things you've done, including the hairdressing, and you wanted to have a passive income. So for people that don't know, what is a passive income?
So for me, I wanted to, because I also love surfing. So I wanted to have income, passive income, where I know I'm making money while I'm sleeping or while I'm doing other
things. That's the best kind.
So that I'm not having to go to work several hours and make money that way. This way, with my business, it just it sells itself online, and the warehouse takes care of it. So I basically don't really have to do too much
But you had to do a lot to get it going.
Oh, yes.
So the steps, at the beginning, I did.
Yeah,
right. So it's not without a lot of work. And you invented a product that cuts hair. That was your first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first invention, how it happened, was a lot of my clients would cut their own hair. And they just didn't have time to come in between haircuts to trim their bangs. Yeah. So I would have to fix a lot of bangs. So I thought, well, you know, I need to invent something that makes it easier for them at home to get a better, like a straight cut. So that's how I came up with the product. And, you know, it was a very exciting time because I made my own prototype and I tested it and it worked. And I just knew I had this would work. And I had this burning desire to develop it and manufacture it.
That's so cool. And that's the Kriya clip.
Yes, that's the Kriya clip. I sold it on Home Shopping Network, and that was my dream to sell it on TV. And, you know, we sold out live on TV, so it was very exciting.
And you had to overcome your fear of public speaking, too. So along the way, you had to look at a lot of things that scared you that you had to overcome, which you always do when you try something new.
Yes, the public speaking was and it still is a big fear, actually. But I think it's much easier when I'm doing and speaking about something that I love, and it's coming from my heart. It just flows. I remember when they asked me to be a spokesperson to sell my product on TV, I was scared. You know, I'm going live on TV, but I was very committed to my dream, and I thought, I have to do this. So I just broke through my fears and did it, and then I realized I really love selling on TV.
That's so cool. And, you know, I see that your sort of philosophy is life being simple and easy. And you are a surfer, so you have a few different sides to you, which mm-hmm. you have this business side, which, you know, you're a millionaire, but you still like life to be calm and easy.
Yes.
So
yes,
how do you find that? For people listening today, what are, like, some of the number one tips for becoming a successful person and finding that passion?
I always share to people that, you know, find something that you just love doing, that you do for free anyways. And because most of the time when you're doing it and you love it, you're more likely to overcome any obstacles. And my thing when I went into hair was I said to my mom that as long as I just love going to work each day, that's all that matters. And, you know, that seems to work. And when you're doing what you love, you always become successful because you just all you ever want to do. And if anything, you're just really happy all the time.
Well, you sound like you're a really happy person. And, you know, I think there's a lot of negativity in people, and the people that make it try and push that away. Even we all go through things, but sometimes people are negative, dwell on that, and never get past it.
Yeah, there's even myself, I experienced when I first decided to create my business, and there was people that, you know, thought my idea was crazy, and they, you know, they laughed at me, they were negative, but, you know, there's going to be people like that, and so what I did was I surrounded myself with people that were positive, people that supported me to balance that, and I would rather hear those words than negative, because eventually that will influence you, and it will stop you from moving forward. So for me, I think it's really important who you surround yourself with, and also to be aware of what kind of thoughts you have each daily, because what you say to yourself each day, it really influences your choices.
Right, and I think in our next segment, we'll get more into some of the specifics so we can help people. When you were dealing with your products, because this is a whole other area that most people don't know anything about, which is prototypes and inventing, what about the competition and copycats? How do you kind of keep going without thinking maybe someone else has done that or someone's going to copy? How do you keep your product so it's just yours?
Well, there's a number of ways where you can protect it. I found that copyrights are very effective, trademarks. I also filed a patent and for several of my products, but I found that just having your photos copyrighted and my trademarks was enough to just stop people from selling, because once you are successful, people will copy your product, and that seems to be the case with a lot of things, and it's just part of it. And instead of, you know, stopping, what I did was I'm just going to keep creating more products, because, you know, I created this one, I can create more. And lucky now, Amazon and eBay, they're very good about keeping knockoffs off. They really prevent having knockoffs on their sites. So it's really easy to report them, and they remove them right away.
And did you deal with lawyers and people that knew what they were doing? Because you couldn't have known all this stuff. Did you have a team around you, or did you really do a lot of the legwork?
Yes. Actually, my attorney, he's great. He treats me like his little sister, and so they help me remove everything. Every time we find something, they remove it right away. But he's also been really good at teaching me things where he said, you know, Maya, you can do this yourself. It's very simple. You pretty much copy, paste the link, and send it to them. And so now I actually like doing it because I want it done right away. So
wow, and he's a lawyer trying to see himself out of a job? Come on. That's a good lawyer. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the principles to achieve your goals. And if you're listening today, get your pen out so you can write some of these down and get on your way to finding your desires. Back in 2 minutes.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
I just took my Ford to my Ford store for the works. It's an inspection of up to 83 points, including oil change and required tire rotation. For $69.99. It also includes a vehicle report card that details maintenance I'll need in the future. So there's no surprises, which is unfortunate, because I could really use a big surprise right about now. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See participating store for conditions and details. Could I get a glass of water?
It's time to get ready for the winter, and this weekend only, Marks has got you covered with 20 to 40% off our regular price on everything store-wide at the Friends and Family event. With amazing deals throughout the store, it's a great time to pick up jeans, sweaters, outerwear, and boots. At up to 40% off our regular price, we've got everything you need to get ready for the season. So come on down and save 20 to 40% this weekend on everything in store at the Friends and Family event, this Saturday and Sunday only. Marks, ready for this. Excludes gift cards.
Need a ride downtown?
Call 382-2222.
Gotta get to the ferry?
Call 382-2222. Call Bluebird Cabs today.
It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Download the Bluebird Cabs app to your smartphone and order a cab and track its arrival, all from the palm of your hands. Call Bluebird Cabs, 382-2222. Got a few coins in your pocket? Drop by Fairway Markets, where savings is easy as 1, 2, 3. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these great deals. 2 chicken drumsticks, BC grown, just $1. 2 pork sirloin chops, fresh Canadian grain fed, just $2. A 1 liter squeezed bottle of Heinz ketchup, just $3. You get the idea. Grab your loonies and toonies and visit Fairway Markets for the big $1, $2, $3 sale.
No club cards, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing at Fairway Markets.
We are back with Mai Lu. She has a new book out called Take the Next Step, Secrets to Creating Success and Manifesting Your Dreams. Mai, what are some of the steps in your book, the principles to achieve your goals?
Your goals, okay. So this is a very important. I find that when you set goals, you're more likely to accomplish what it is that you want to achieve. And so first, what I do is I make a list of certain goals that I want to achieve, and then I would make a plan of when I want to achieve it. And so just the act of you writing it out makes it somehow programs your subconscious. And for me, sometimes I don't even have to look at the list, but because I've written it out, that it's in my subconscious, and throughout the week, I will remember, like, oh, I wanted to, you know, spend 3 hours writing my book, or, oh, yes, I wanted to have this meeting. You know, your subconscious will bring it up, and you'll remember to do it. So just, so that's the first thing I would do. Just
so write it down. And set a deadline.
Mm-hmm. And set a deadline. And sometimes the deadline is not super important, because sometimes you'll set a deadline and you don't get it, but that's okay. Then you just adjust that deadline. But, you know, because sometimes it may take you a little longer, but at least you are clear of what it is that you want, because most of the time, you know, the act of setting the goal, it helps you get clear. And the more clear you are, the easier it is to manifest your dreams.
Absolutely. And someone to keep you accountable, sometimes that can be annoying too, because some people don't like to be told what to do. So who would you pick to keep you accountable?
Well, I've had several. One, before I had a business coach, of course, she kept me accountable where I had to send reports each week. But what is also very effective, if you don't have the funds to have hire a coach, you can have a friend. I call them accountability buddies, where you send each other goals, weekly goals, and the other partner can keep you accountable.
So you help them. You help each other then.
Yes. And it's the same thing as, like, when you're going to work out. You're more likely to go to the gym when you have to meet somebody because, they're counting on you. So same thing. If somebody is keeping you accountable for these goals, you're more likely to accomplish them. And definitely for me, it does.
Absolutely. And then ask for support, because lots of times people think, oh, I can do it on my own. They try and white-knuckle it out. But there's always people that can help you and have been through it and want to be a mentor.
Yes, definitely. At the beginning, I was really, I always like doing things by myself, and I was hesitant to ask for support. But once I started asking for support, I realized how much easier and more fun it is when you do ask for support. Sometimes people love to help, and for them, somebody said to me, because I'm always helping people, but then when people try to help me, I don't let them.
I totally understand that. I had someone tell me that one time, why don't you let me help? I'd like to, because I think, and people want to do that for you, but you think of it, well, I don't want to put people out or whatever.
But from my experience now that, it's so much easier with support. So much easier, even if it's to call somebody. And when you're stuck, it's nice to hear somebody say, you can do it, you're almost there. Like, that will help push you so much further.
And then you want to have that plan, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a plan is very good, very important. I wrote in my book there that I have some sections where you can write out your vision, you can set goals, you can have a schedule. Those are very important, because I find that when you're more clear, then it happens really fast.
And I know, there's a picture of you, and you had a challenge to yourself to get in really great shape, which you look fantastic. So whether it's this or whether it's that, to stay committed no matter what path you're on or what the reasons are.
Yes. And I find when you commit, if you just commit, that things shift. I find that when I set a goal for, 5 weeks challenge, and also for my 5 weeks challenge, I set, booked myself for a photo shoot. So then that really keeps me accountable, because I know I'm going to have to take photos at the end of this 5 week challenge. So I have to stay committed. And so all those little things really help you to stay on track.
And how do you handle the different areas of your life? So say you had the 5 week challenge, and then you're on the shopping channel, and then you have the product, and then you want to surf, and you got the family. And how do you make all those lists kind of work? What is your system?
Well, I always think now balance, because when I first started my business, I was all about work. And I realized, my health is not, I'm not taking care of my health, I'm not spending time with my significant other. So then I realized I need to balance this. So the best way I knew how was to schedule it out. So I would actually book time and have a weekly schedule. I will set time for my surfing. I set time for me to go, a romantic date with my husband, and then time for, all the other things that I like to do. And that way, you know exactly what you're doing throughout the week. And so, because if sometimes when I'm not clear, I tend to do less important things. And then you end up doing these other things, and all of a sudden you have no time to do things that you really want. So for me, planning and just being aware that I want a balance. So,
and are you, do you write things, or is on the computer? What is your list?
Actually, it's really easy for me to sketch it out. So I'll just sketch out a little calendar, weekly calendar, and I'll section out. And I even, in my book, I have a picture of the calendar that I actually did. And then I, color-coded, this is blue is for work, and this is for surf time, my time. Because I find, too, I wasn't putting time for taking care of me. Because it's, a lot of times it's, you know, taking care of other people, but then what about me? So I scheduled some time for my whatever she wants to do, whether it's surfing or meeting with friends. I do that too, because I think if you don't plan, then it doesn't really happen.
I think you're right. If you have, you know, to write things out, the act of doing that and to see it in front of you, whether it's calendar or something you jot down, and maybe different areas for work, for life, it kind of reminds you, like you say, I see in your book, visualization is a big thing for you. Somehow when you put it out in the universe, it attracts something back to you. It seems to work that way.
Yes, and it's something about, you know, like I said earlier, about writing it out physically, so your subconscious just it remembers it, or even just sketching it out on the on a piece of paper of your schedule. You know exactly what direction you want to go, and you sometimes you don't even have to look at the paper. It's in your mind. So, and then that's the thing. Sometimes people don't set goals. People don't think about what it is that they want or have a vision. So these things are very important in manifesting, you know, the life of your dreams.
Well, how did you get this book written? I know that is a big feat because it takes a lot of work and it's a whole different mindset to actually, probably with someone that likes to get out and surf and do things, to sit and actually try and compile this. And there is a definite deadline when you have a publisher. How did you get through all that?
Well, after I created all the success with my products, a lot of people invited me to speak at business presentations and conferences. So after speaking several times in Honolulu, Canada, and California, I had a lot of content in my head. So I felt like actually I needed to take it out and put it on paper. So it was overflowing. So for me, it was very easy because I just kept writing and writing and writing because I had so much already. And so it wasn't very hard for me.
It kind of wrote itself. You already had done the work in your head and you just had to get it down on print.
And I'm pretty much sharing my life experience. So it's something that I'm passionate about, and it's so it flows.
Well, you know, small business and entrepreneurs and self-made people are a big part of our population. And if anybody's interested going down that path, it's a great book. Take the Next Step, Mailieu, M-A-I-L-I-E-U. I see also in the back you give back. You believe in volunteering. Tell us what you do in Hawaii.
Oh, in Hawaii, just recently I spoke at one of the private schools for teens, young women, and I actually spoke to them about entrepreneurship and inventing. So I love doing that. I love speaking to young women and about business. And I also volunteered at the Women's and Children's Shelter, giving free haircuts and also speaking about business. And so any chance I get here in Hawaii, I love to help out. And I also do a lot of volunteer for coaching and self-empowerment seminars, PSI seminars. That's where I started my personal growth journey. And I volunteer a lot of my time to do some leadership and coaching.
That's so great. My daughter just took off to France. She's taking her with the University of Victoria, her global master's in global business. And it's great to see young people coming up and you know, making it for themselves. And I'm going to definitely give this book to her because I know she's going to find it a great read.
Aww,
and
great.
I hope you have a wonderful day in Hawaii. If people want to know more about Mai, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. If you're ever in Victoria, look us up. I'd love to meet you and get inspired.
Oh, definitely. Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Great having you. When we come back after the news, we'll talk to Esther.
Bolin Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bolin Books.
Join Bolin Books in welcoming Victoria author Alicia Priest to the store on November 26th at 7 p.m. to talk about her thrilling new book, A Rock Fell on the Moon, a story of an extraordinary heist in a small Yukon mining community.
Bolin Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bolin Book Line at 595-READ.
Woohoo! High five!
How about a high elbow? Oh, can you get that door for me? Jeremy's. Can somebody please press 6? My hands are kind of full with this latte, so... Oh, sorry. I don't shake. Knuckle bump? Right on.
It's okay to touch stuff again. Get your flu shot at Shoppers Drug Mart. Visit our pharmacy and have your flu shot administered by an injection-certified pharmacist. No appointment necessary. Subject to vaccine availability. Ask your Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacist for details.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. At least 20 people were hurt and at least 10 homes collapsed in a large earthquake which struck central Japan outside of Nagano. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake measured 6.2. This hotel worker in the ski resort town of Hakuba says it was a frightening experience for all the guests, and the aftershocks aren't helping.
We still have a little earthquake happening around here, and we just hope it's going to be stopped soon.
Hakuba is just west of Nagano, and it hosted some events during the 1998 Winter Olympics. BC's independent police watchdog has been notified, but is not yet involved in yesterday's police-involved shooting in Surrey. Nobody was hit in the gunfire during the lunch hour when police cruisers blocked in a suspect vehicle when the driver tried to ram their way out. Police say two men and a woman were arrested. One of the suspects was later treated at hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. RCMP Inspector Bruce Stewart says it was a fairly violent ramming and the police cruisers sustained significant damage. The province's chief elections office has concluded the Victoria Beacon Hill New Democrats did not break any election rules by supporting Dean Fortin's bid for re-election as the mayor of Victoria. Questions were raised during the campaign by a couple of the other candidates about the organized party support Fortin received, and one of them, Stephen Andrew, made a complaint to the elections officer. Well, the NDP has been notified. The office has concluded there was no merit to the complaint. And a new report is out on the 20-year-old man behind the Sandy Hook school massacre.
A report released by Connecticut's Office of Child Advocate says Adam Lanza's parents and educators contributed to his social isolation by not confronting his difficulties engaging with the world. It noted that Yale's psychologist had recommended he be medicated and undergo rigorous treatment for anxiety and other conditions, but his mother rejected those recommendations and took him out of school. He then became more socially isolated, was surrounded by an arsenal of firearms, and spent hours at a time playing violent video games. I'm Shirley Smith.
CFAX weather is next.
The pressure is building.
Are you ready?
A spot in the Grey Cup, staring them in the face.
It will be relentless from start to finish.
Four contenders remain, but only two will be left standing.
That just might do it.
The 102nd Grey Cup playoffs continue tomorrow. Al's Ticats in the Eastern Final at 9 a.m. on TSN. Eskimo Stamps in the Western Final at 1 on TSN 1, 4, and 5.
CFAX weather. We had lots of rain early this morning, but it's turned into a pretty nice day. Sunny and breezy, high of around 10. Rain and wind returning tonight, though, a low down to 8. After the rain tapers off tomorrow morning, we should get back to some sun with some cloud and a high of 12 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 11 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Last year, the Rough Riders took home field advantage to another level.
Home! Green! Home!
To claim their fourth Grey Cup.
Rider Nation celebration domination.
This year, who will stand tall? The 102nd Grey Cup, Sunday, November 30th, live from BC Place. Presented by Formula 4 Oxygenated Water. Formula 4, created by science, proven by athletes.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm glad to have my next guest, Esther Kane. She's on from time to time. She's a registered clinical counselor and always has such great suggestions for us here on Lifestyle, and get lots of people that comment on how they actually help in their lives, and that's the whole purpose. I know Esther has her website and has Ask Esther column, so if you want to look it up, I know she's always happy to answer your questions. Or if you want to send your questions to me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and we're happy to help. And during this half hour, if you do want to ask Esther anything, you can call us at 250-386-1161 or *69 on your cell phone, and Esther will be happy to help you with anything that you have on your mind. But our topic right now is tips for surviving family over the holidays, or just surviving holidays in general, because there's many areas we're going to talk about. How are you, Esther?
I'm good, thank you, Patty. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. And I know you have this on your website, so if people want to look this up, they can. But, you know, it's a great topic because, you know, we'll talk about your growing up as well. But, you know, there's many challenges this time of year, whether it's you have young children, young adults, whether you have all the family to your house. People have this expectation of the Martha Stewart and the perfect kind of, not that her life's perfect, but, you know, it's got to be all perfect because we buy into all the movies and all the ads.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head. It's all about our expectations. Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to focus on today, is looking at expectations really honestly and seeing how they can actually let us down.
Right, and you know, are we just too hard on ourselves? And even though we know in our heart things aren't always perfect, we still want to be that sort of Kennedy family, the, you know, the Camelot that we make it what it isn't and not accept?
I think so, but I also think, you know, we are hard on ourselves, but we also have to be gentle with ourselves because the media really pushes this perfect family, right? Family is the hearth, and it's supposed to be this perfect place, and it's a safe place, and it's where all the good times are had, and all these great memories are made. But the reality for most people, especially being a therapist, I find is it's really not true for many people, unfortunately.
Right, and we have, you know, three kids, and they're all different, and, you know, it's always, you know, a little argy-bargy around there. So, you know, it's never going to be perfect, but that's what makes it fun. If you take out the worry about it being perfect, it's like it's kind of fun to watch them be a little nutty.
And I think that's what I say to all my clients at this time of year, is embrace the insanity.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Really, embrace it, because it's exciting too, and there's something wonderful about the craziness, and it makes for good stories, right? But I think if we have this sort of Martha Stewart idea that it's going to be all perfect and look a certain way, we will be disappointed, and it will come to a terrible end.
And we'll be depressed about it, and, you know, it's a very short season, so, you know, you may as well enjoy it. We'll talk about the shopping and all that in the later segments, but you say limit the length of time you stay with family or have family staying with you. Tell us about what that's about.
Well, what I find is, you know, it depends on the person, and it depends on how dysfunctional your family is. But I think one of the problems that makes us get into hot water around the holidays is that we spend too much time with family against our better judgment. And even if our family really does get along and we're really close, we're going to get on each other's nerves. And family can push your buttons like nobody else because they know you the best. Right? And the love is very, very deep. So it's those intimate relationships that really send us over the edge sometimes. So I think it's really important to, even when I say take some time out or limit the length of stay, I mean, like, even if you just want to take a walk, you know, just get away for a little while, we forget to do those self-care things when we're in the throes of family, and that can lead to combustion, emotional combustion for everybody. You know, everybody's sitting around the fire. Like, the thing is that holidays are very emotionally loaded, and everybody has high expectations, most people, and everybody brings with them the history of holidays past and what the experiences were for them, whether they were positive or negative. And they bring that into the present holiday that we're experiencing. So that can be quite a mixture.
So live in the now as well. And, you know, my husband's mom was great. She always came for like 3 days for her visits. And I know if you live in Victoria, a lot of people that come from, you know, colder areas of Canada stay for long periods of time.
It's
like, holy mackerel. But she always thought house guests and garbage stunk after 3 days.
I know. It's like fish. It goes off after 3 days.
There you go. So maybe that's a tip too, right, is think about the family. And if you're an in-law coming over and staying in the home for 3 or 4 days, that, you know, maybe go to a hotel for part of it.
And I highly recommend that. And I know it's gotten me into terrible hot water with my own family, I've got to admit.
Oh, but, I bet.
Yeah, but you know what? I believe in honesty, and I believe that it really, really is the way to go with these things, even if you hurt someone's feelings. And that's why we avoid these conversations, especially with the ones we love, because we don't want to hurt their feelings. But if you're not honest about how much you can honestly take of family and, you know, knowing your limits of when it's going to go sour, you're going to have a rotten time. And
totally.
It's going to go south.
And, you know, Esther, people, we're alone most of the time in our lives in a way,
exactly.
Right? We're not always on talking with someone or doing something.
Yeah,
we have our downtime, so it's unusual. You got to gear up for all that kind of stuff, no matter
exactly.
What it is in life, whether it's going to work or anything that you're interacting with others.
And I don't know why, but it seems like a lot of family members forget that when they get together. They think that they've just got to, you know, sometimes there's this pressure if you don't see your family very often that you got to get the most out of it, right? And spend every minute with each other. And that is a recipe for disaster.
Okay.
Everybody needs their space.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about expectations and lots of other hints from Esther. If you have any calls, if you want to ask Esther any questions, 250-386-1161. Or Star 1070, share some of your experiences with us. Back in 2 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
John Horgan is here, leader of the BC NDP.
The Premier's up to her neck in trouble, and her response is to say, no one likes the NDP. If that's her defense, then so be it. I'm going to do my best, Al, to meet as many people as I can, talk to them about how I believe we can have a better government in British Columbia.
On the next show, somebody's going to win tickets to the Grey Cup, plus TSN's Pierre LeBrun, and traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee, weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. This year, get in the Christmas spirit on November 29th, the Island Farm Santa Light Parade. Enjoy an area of dazzling floats and marching bands that travel along magically lit Government Street from Victoria's Inner Harbor to Chatham Street. Look for the CFAX Community Cruiser together with the CFAX Santa Anonymous, Cool FM, and CTV Vancouver Island. The parade starts at 5:45. And since we're on the topic about Christmas, today is the annual Doncaster Pat Christmas Craft Fair. This event is from 10 to 3 p.m. and it will be bigger than ever. Everyone is welcome in the annual collection of all kinds of holiday crafts and goodies. Start your Christmas shopping early. And remember that CFAX 1070 is your home for Canucks play-by-play and the Lucky Canuck contest. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Here's a message you wouldn't expect from a burial park. Eat healthy, exercise daily, and manage your stress. This is Royal Oak Burial Park, the only not-for-profit burial and cremation park in our region. You see, as a not-for-profit, we can afford to share ideas that help you live a longer, healthier life. We're here if you need us, but we're in no hurry to have you here. Royal Oak Burial Park, a beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
If you or your company are struggling with debt, Abacan & Associates Debt Relief Program can help.
The financial burden I was under was overwhelming. It's almost like I've been washed clean and it's a new start. I do remember the first time thinking I'm debt-free and I couldn't remember. I don't think I've ever been debt-free in my entire adult life.
Call 250-812-0017. 250-812-0017.
The biggest hits and the stories behind them. The Big 45 with Corey Polkinghorne. Sundays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Esther Kane, a registered clinical counselor. We're talking about tips for surviving family over the holidays. If you have any tips for us or have any questions, please give us a call. We left off with expectations of yourself. You know, not everybody's a great cook, a great baker, a great gift buyer, a great gift wrapper. How do we kind of overcome all that?
Well, I think being honest with ourselves, I always go back to that, and accepting who you are. And, you know, if you're not good at baking, don't bake.
Buy it,
exactly. Or maybe someone in the family is good at that, and they can bring the baked goods. That's the other thing, delegation. That's a big topic, right?
Delegation.
Delegate, 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 right? And often, especially women in families, tend to think they need to do everything, and they kind of go over the top, and they do all this holiday baking and gift buying, and they're just burnt out. By the time the relatives get there, they're kind of done, and they're just exhausted and miserable. And that's no fun, is it?
No, and I think it's, you know, you have kids, too, and you think you want to make it this perfect experience, and lots of different things they do, you know, starting when they're young, and you go, you know, see all the sights and everything there is to do. By the time they're teens or young adults, you're pretty much done with it.
You know,
it's like, wow.
I think we'll
dropping some of those traditions too, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And asking, you know, what's really great with teenagers too and young adults is to ask them what they want to do. And they usually have low expectations. They're probably not that excited about the whole thing. And
they don't even want to spend the time with you.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe that's not so bad.
Well, that brings me up to change, right? When your kids are older and say they get married or they're living with girlfriends or whatever the case may be, and they have other relatives and are going here or there, you know, I guess it's letting go of that control too, right? Because you no longer have any of that. You have to sort of give it up.
Yeah, and that's where it's so interesting. I've been working with some clients this week around that particular topic, and that's where the grief process comes in. I find it's sort of you're talking about the empty nest time of life when the kids are grown up, and they often don't want to come home, or it's too expensive if they live across the country or whatnot. And that can be a hard time for parents, you know. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that. And just feel the feelings. A lot of us just avoid feeling whatever it is, and it's usually sadness,
right?
And grief.
But it's not always. It's not a sign of not caring or loving. Sometimes they can spend a longer time if they wait till a different time of year, and flights are very expensive that time of year.
Yeah. And again, it's about expectations. You know, if you think that Christmas, for example, and New Year's is the most important time of the year and you have to be with your family, you're going to be very disappointed if you're not. The other thing that I think is really neat is to be really flexible. My mother, for example, is meeting me in Victoria for a week, but she's coming in Christmas night, like late in the evening, because she just can't stand Christmas. It's just not her thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of wonderful because we're not really big on it. Well, we're Jewish anyways, but...
there's that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun just to kind of play with it, too, and not have these expectations. And just as a family, decide to be a little deviant sometimes.
Absolutely. And you have to remember, too, you know, my dad always had a hard time around Christmas. And there's, you know, people have had loss or things in their life that come up that it's not always holly jolly.
Exactly. And especially, like, I've got a girlfriend, it's the first time she'll be without a beloved pet, the dog that she had for 13 years, and she won't have this dog with her, and that's really rough. That's going to be tough for her, you know. And if you've lost a child or a parent or someone close to you around Christmas time, that's going to bring it up. And also, even if it's not around Christmas, it might be the first Christmas you haven't spent with that person.
Right, and so you have to be good to yourself and allow yourself to let go of some things. And and also, when you're around family, you put down that you end up feeling like a kid again, no matter what age you are, you revert to that kid.
Yeah, we regress. It's an amazing thing psychologically. We regress to about, I don't know, 5 to 10 years old when we're with our parents usually. And no matter how old we are, we go back, we revert. And that's just a natural thing. And your own children will do that too, even if they're adults. And you'll probably notice that they get very childlike. But that is what happens when you are with your family of origin. There's no getting around it. And one of my professors of family therapy once said to us, just surrender. You know, it's going to happen. You turn into a five-year-old. And what happens is emotional reactivity gets really high. And you get triggered emotionally. Now, both for you and parents and children, like it goes both ways. So just being aware of that, that you're going to get triggered. And there's nothing you can do about that. Like you have no control over the emotional reaction. It's what you do with it.
So what can we do with that? When, you know, we do have choices. And, you know, I know you said you're an honest person. Sometimes... maybe you're not comfortable being honest. Maybe, you know, you'd just rather keep the peace. How do you deal with that internally and act on it and keep the event going without hurting feelings yourself or blowing up?
Very good point, Patty. I'm glad you pointed that because I actually agree 100%. Sometimes it's a bad idea to be honest. When I say honest, I mean just being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But sometimes the loving thing is to not tell someone you love how mad you are at them and why, because it's going to be a useless argument. It might be something they don't want to hear, they can't handle. It would ruin the rest of the trip. And sometimes you do just have to shut up and put up for a few days. It's absolutely true.
You got some good saying, shut up and put up.
Yeah, well, my dad told me that one.
I like it.
Yeah, so... So what I would suggest in those cases, again, it's always about the personal work, you know, just having a conversation with yourself and going out for a little walk, go to the gym or whatever. Don't ever give up your self-care stuff when you have family around. And when you have that little timeout, just say, okay, what's happening? You know, check in with that little child inside yourself and say, well, my mother's really getting to me, and geez, if I hear her say that, criticize my cooking one more time, I'm going to lose it. You know, and you just say, okay, I'm being triggered. I'm going back to that five-year-old where my mother was really critical. It really bothered me. But you know what? She's 70-something, 80-something. She's not going to change. Bringing it up would be useless. It would just turn into a big fight. I'm going to choose to release that and acknowledge that I'm angry. It's really important to acknowledge your feeling, right? So maybe I'm angry. I'm irritated. It is a horrible thing that she does. Yes, I acknowledge that. But I'm going to just let it go.
I think a lot of people just related to that. Esther, you know, you must have a very busy practice because everybody's got their own issues in one way or the other, right? No one is perfect.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. You're not alone. How perfect someone's family or someone looks, everybody's got their stuff, right?
Everybody. And it doesn't matter what you look like, how much money you have. We are all struggling.
Absolutely. When we come back, we got some more tips from Esther. Back in 2 minutes.
Hey, Victoria, Brian Higgins here from Bay West Rona in Vic West. I've been in the home renovation business in Victoria for over 28 years and have been lucky to work with a talented and experienced team that can help you fix, renovate, or replace anything in your home. Our convenient location across the Bay Street Bridge features a drive-through covered lumberyard, extensive hardware and plumbing selections, a top-notch paint department, and so much more. Come on in and see us, Bay West Rona, doing it right 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Test driving the all-new Lexus IS is easy. Turn right out of the dealership and head towards a sense of oneness with the road. Hang a left when your pupils dilate and the hairs on your neck go electric. Merge with a feeling of power and control. Then return to the dealership and bask in the afterglow. Sport-tuned suspension, aggressive body lines. Come see how it feels.
Lease a 2014 Lexus IS for only $535 per month with zero down for 48 months at 3.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Metro Lexus for more details.
When you hear Island Muffler and Brake, what do you think of?
Those guys probably know the way around mufflers and brakes.
Sure, but did you know they do all repairs on all cars and trucks?
I guess not.
From a simple oil change to a major overhaul, Island Muffler and Brake does great work in good time at a reasonable price. And they've been doing it for over 46 years. Same local owners, same location at Burnside and Douglas. Have Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care take total care of your vehicle.
Island Muffler and Brake.
Silent but deadly. Whatever you do, do not let it get on your roof.
You won't ever have to worry about moss growth again. Give your roof its best defense against moss growth with Thompson Roof Treatment. Thompson's exclusive program will ensure that your cedar or asphalt roof is free of moss. Treat your roof with Thompson Roof Treatment every 2 to 3 years, and you'll also be protecting your roof's warranty. Moss, it's lurking out there, and it must be stopped. Call Thompson Roof Treatment, 385-3124.
I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking to Esther Kane, who's a registered clinical counselor, and tips for surviving family over the holidays. Esther, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, my phone number is 250-338-1800. Easiest way is email. It's esther@esterkane.com. And my name is E-S-T-H-E-R, and the last name is K-A-N-E. My website is esterkane.com.
And if you want to know about any of our guests here on Lifestyle, it's lifestylewithpattymack.com. So we're down to, let's see here, opting out. So that's always another thing. If it's really toxic, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, and that's a tough choice to make for many people. Very, very tough. And I only advocate that in extreme circumstances where it would be so detrimental to your mental health and well-being to be with family. That you choose to opt out. But in some cases, unfortunately, it really is the only way.
And, you know, the holidays are fairly short. So you know, you have some good advice, which is to really, you know, have a positive attitude and be playful and not take it all too seriously.
Yeah, and also if worst case scenario, you really can't be with your family around the holidays, maybe you could do something that is fun and uplifting, you know, like treat yourself to a special vacation around the holidays or go away, do something extra special and or surround yourself with some really good friends.
And what about you? So when your mom comes to town, what kind of stuff do you think you'll get up to over the holidays?
Well, we're staying in different places.
Okay.
Because we agree. My mother and I are very clear about we can't stay in the same place. But we are really excited about exploring Victoria together. And she's a food writer, so we're going to be going to lots of wonderful restaurants. And we'll be cooking for her because we have a condo we're staying at. And, yeah, and just going to... Boucher Gardens, hopefully, seeing the lights and yeah, but not dwelling on the holiday. That's what we do. We really don't focus on the holidays per se because we know from experience it's too loaded.
And we've talked about your mom before. Tell our audience who your mom is and a little bit about her history too.
Yeah,
she's well known.
Yeah, Marion Kane. She's a food. She was a food editor for the Toronto Star for almost 20 years. And she's a food sleuth now, MarionKane.com. And she's wonderful. She's been on radio and TV and really interesting woman, amazing, been through a lot. And, yeah, is now really enjoying just being a food sleuth, which is finding the histories of particular foods, the actual origins, the stories behind how a particular recipe or food was invented.
Well, let's get her on the show. I'd love to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. She'd love that.
That'd be great.
Love it.
Now, when you cook for her, is that tough?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Now that I eat meat, it's way better. She said, thank God you started eating meat. So
because your dad was a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, he still is. Yeah.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
She loves my husband's bison. My husband made her bison, and she was in love with it. So.
Wow. She must have some stories, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, you should really talk to her.
Wow. Yeah. And so being Jewish, too, did you celebrate ever Christmas or, like, with the present-wise?
Believe it or not, my family did Christmas when I was growing up because my parents are from London, England. And the Jews in England, at least from my experience, tend to do Christmas. It's a little different. A lot of Jews here don't do Christmas, but we did growing up and just stocking the whole bit. But then we all kind of went through this awakening at the same time and realized we're 100% Jewish. What are we doing? So my mother and I decided when my sister was little that we were going to do Hanukkah to teach my sister about being Jewish. That was kind of the purpose.
And so what are some of your traditions with Hanukkah?
Well, making latkes, which are the potato pancakes.
Yes, yummy.
Squeeze the water out, otherwise they turn blue. That's a really important point. And giving one gift a day for the 8 days of Hanukkah. Lighting the candles, we do the menorah. And I love Hanukkah now. It's such a mild holiday compared to Christmas.
And what kind of gifts, then? You don't buy too big of gifts? Or
no, sort of... no, just little things. But I'm going to take my mom for a spa treatment. I hope she's not listening. But that's a little treat. Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag now. And what about your daughter? Now, she's 13, no?
Oh, no, I don't have any kids.
Oh, I thought
my
you had
sister?
I thought you had a... You're talking about your sister, right? And she's quite a bit... She's a few years younger than you then.
You know what? I call her my daughter by accident a lot because she's 17 years younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you take care of her a lot.
I did growing up. Like, I really helped raise her. And she's a wonderful person. She's a nurse, and she's an amazing young woman.
So you did a good job.
Well, we did a good job. Yeah, raised by women. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so if you want to know more about Esther, you can go to her website, and there's the whole article about tips for surviving family over the holidays. Or if you need a consultation, Esther is on the island and happy to help you. And you can contact her through my website also, lifestylewithpattymack.com for the radio and real estate site. One more time, your website is?
Estherkane.com.
Excellent. TJ, as always, thank you so much. Esther, thank you for all the great tips. I think you're going to help a lot of people. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.